This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the American Center for Law and Justice fights against a communist spy and a compromised congressman. That story right after the short message.
Times are changing, but at Liberty University, our purpose remains the same: to equip people to go out into the world and make a difference through their calling. Though we are blessed with an amazing campus, our most valuable resource has always been our students and those who inspire them. They are our motivation to continue providing a world-class education founded on biblical principles. Because no matter what, Liberty's mission will always remain the same: training champions for Christ. Learn more by texting EQUIP to 49596.
The American Center for Law and Justice, or ACLJ, has filed their first major lawsuit against the Biden administration, and it's an issue of national security. The ACLJ has filed four Freedom of Information Act requests, also known as FOIAs, to the FBI, State Department, and the National Security Agency, demanding any and all documents and communications regarding Congressman Eric Swalwell of California and the Chinese spy Feng Feng, also known as Christine Feng. Congressman Swalwell was one of the lead antagonists in the first impeachment attempt of President Trump, and he was an impeachment manager in the second attempt. It has come to light that he has had a direct connection to a Chinese communist spy while he sits on the House Intelligence Committee and has had incredible access to classified information while being compromised by the spy. Feng has direct connections to Swalwell's office and Representative Swalwell himself. She helped with his re-election campaign in 2014 and helped fundraise on his behalf. She even helped place at least one intern in his office, and they have had numerous interactions over a several-year span. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, also from California, has admitted knowing about Congressman Swalwell's association with Feng, but publicly stated that she has no concerns and she dismissed the situation as a whole. The ACLJ believes that having a compromised committee member is an issue of national security, and they won't let this issue simply be brushed off and overlooked. Currently, all four of the Biden deep state agencies are refusing to comply with the law and release the key documents. These actions have led the ACLJ to file a lawsuit against the NSA, Office of the ODNI, the State Department, and the FBI. During the 8 years of the Obama administration, they fought the deep state corruption and beat it in the courts. The FBI has refused to admit or deny that they have any records related to Swalwell's connection with a communist spy, but the ACLJ vows to continue their fight against the deep state, to make the truth known, and to protect America from security risks as well as government corruption. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.